1.
I'm 15, awkward, self-conscious, and shy. I'm just always trying to fit in and make a good impression. The idea of speaking up in front of other people in other classes petrifies me. But here in Latin, I don't feel nervous. I feel eager, accepted.
2.
This is the one place where it's no big deal if I make mistakes. It's okay to be wrong, to mispronounce a word. Dr. Kalakis's enthusiasm gives us permission to try again. Back in my college library, I stare down at my unfinished chemistry homework. I reluctantly make my decision. Pre-med is not for me. I picked the wrong thing. I screwed up.
3.
I'm wasting time. I need to lean into what I'm good at. Languages. I had always intended to study Chinese, so I decide to make Mandarin my new major. And just to hedge my bets, I double major in Arabic. Both languages can come in handy. I can use them for a career in international law or government work.
4.
I'm still on a path towards a traditional profession. That's a path that my parents and brother have shown me is right for them. So I assume it's right for me. I'm optimistic. This time, I tell myself, it will work out. The streets of Shanghai are busy and humid in the summer. The smell of cars, sweat, dust, and spices hangs in the air. It's an onslaught on my senses, but I've only got one thing on my mind right now. Food.
5.
Near my apartment, there's a bright cafeteria-style restaurant that smells delicious. Through the front window, my eyes scan the steaming hot dishes. My mouth waters. I walk in, take a tray, and examine the options behind the plexiglass. The guy working by the food smiles and says something to me, but I can't understand a single word. He's speaking Shanghainese, a dialect that everyone speaks here in Shanghai. Everyone except me.
6.
I'm 20 years old, and it's been a few weeks since I decided to move to Shanghai for the summer. All my college friends got internships at big accounting or consulting firms in Chicago. I knew I needed to do something too, but what could I do with a Mandarin major? I panic. The optimism I felt heading off down this new path now seems foolish.
7.
I worry I screwed up, that I'm being left behind. But I search the alumni database and find a guy who's a partner at a law firm in Shanghai. He says if I can figure out how to get here and where to live, he'll give me paralegal work in the firm. It seems crazy, but I'm eager to get out of the classroom.
8.
Get some real-world experience. Real-world skills. I book my ticket and tell myself it will work out. I move here in a span of a week. It's crazy. Back in the restaurant, I try using my Mandarin to say, "I'd like 2 helpings of this dish with the meat, please." The man looks at me blankly. It's useless. I'm so hungry.
9.
I sheepishly make eye contact again. I smile. I point at the pan of food I want. He seems to understand. I give a hearty round of thank yous in Mandarin. "Xiexie, xiexie," and I pay. As I exit back onto the crowded street with my meal packaged in a styrofoam clamshell and plastic bag, I feel frustrated. Did I waste 3 years excelling in college Mandarin courses just to get to a place where I am pointing?
10.
Even when I do find someone who speaks Mandarin, they speak way faster than I'm used to. Was learning Chinese in a college classroom halfway across the world the wrong move? Why did I think this would work? Then I catch a whiff of the food I ordered. It smells delicious.
11.
Despite Despite the language barrier, I accomplish my goal. I have a tasty, authentic meal. There's an American burger chain right down the road that I could have gone to. It's safe, comfortable, but I chose not to do that, and I'm proud of myself for that choice. This restaurant becomes my go-to. Being in Shanghai, I start to feel the benefits of embracing uncertainty and stepping outside my comfort zone.